Lines from Endymion. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Its loveliness increases. It will never pass into nothingness, but still will keep a bower quiet for us, and a sleep full of sweet dreams and health and quiet breathing. Therefore, on every morrow, are we wreathing a flowery band to bind us to the earth. Spite of despondence, of the inhuman dearth of noble natures, of the gloomy days, of all the unhealthy and o'er-darkened ways made for our searching, yes, in spite of all, some shape of beauty moves away the pall from our dark spirits.
And yet the books. And yet the books will be there on the shelves, separate beings, that appeared once still wet as shining chestnuts under a tree in autumn, and touched, coddled, began to live, in spite of fires on the horizon, castles blown up, tribes on the march, planets in motion. "We are," they said, even as their pages were being torn out, or a buzzing flame licked away their letters. So much more durable than we are, whose frail warmth cools down with memory, disperses, perishes. I imagine the earth when I am no more. Nothing happens, no loss. It's still a strange pageant, women's dresses, dewy lilacs, a song in the valley. Yet the books will be there on the shelves, well born, derived from people, but also from radiance, heights.
Wet evening in April. The birds sang in the wet trees, and as I listened to them, it was 100 years from now, and I was dead, and someone else was listening to them. But I was glad I'd recorded for him the melancholy.
Everyone sang. Everyone suddenly burst out singing. And I was filled with such delight as prisoned birds must find in freedom, winging wildly across the white orchards and dark green fields, on, and out of sight. Everyone's voice was suddenly lifted, and beauty came like the setting sun. My heart was shaken with tears, and horror drifted away. Oh, but everyone was a bird, and the song was wordless. The singing will never be done.
You took away all the oceans and all the room. You took away all the oceans and all the room. You gave me my shoe size in earth with bars around it. Where did it get you? Nowhere. You left me my lips, and they shape words even in silence.
I know the truth, give up all other truths. I know the truth, give up all other truths. No need for people anywhere on earth to struggle. Look, it is evening. Look, it is nearly night. What do you speak of, poets, lovers, generals? The wind is level now. The earth is wet with dew. The storm of stars in the sky will turn to quiet. And soon all of us will sleep under the earth. We, who never let each other sleep above it. I know the truth, give up all other truths. I know the truth, give up all other truths. No need for people anywhere on earth to struggle. Look, it is evening, look, it is nearly night. What do you speak of, poets, lovers, generals? The wind is level now, the earth is wet with dew. The storm of stars in the sky will turn to quiet, and soon all of us will sleep under the earth. We, who never let each other sleep above it.
On first looking into Chapman's Homer, much have I travelled in the realms of gold, and many goodly states and kingdoms seen. Round many western islands have I been, which bards in fealty to Apollo hold. Oft of one wide expanse had I been told that deep-browed Homer ruled as his demesne. Yet did I never breathe its pure serene till I heard Chapman speak out loud and bold. Then felt I like some watcher of the skies when a new planet swims into his ken, or like stout Cortes, when with eagle eyes he stared at the Pacific, and all his men looked at each other with a wild surmise, silent, upon a peak in Darien.
The Uncertainty of the Poet. I am a poet. I am very fond of bananas. I am bananas. I am very fond of a poet. I am a poet of bananas. I am very fond. A fond poet of I am, very bananas. Fond of am I bananas, am I? A very poet. Bananas of a poet. Am I fond? Am I very? Poet bananas I am fond of a very. I am of very fond bananas. Am I a poet?
One art. The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch. And look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
If I could tell you, time will say nothing but I told you so. Time only knows the price we have to pay. If I could tell you, I would let you know. If we should weep when clowns put on their show, if we should stumble when musicians play, time will say nothing but I told you so. There are no fortunes to be told, although, because I love you more than I can say, if I could tell you, I would let you know. The winds must come from somewhere when they blow. There must be reasons why the leaves decay. Time will say nothing but I told you so. Perhaps the roses really want to grow. The vision seriously intends to stay. If I could tell you, I would let you know. Suppose the lions all get up and go, and all the brooks and soldiers run away. Will time say nothing but I told you so? If I could tell you, I would let you know.